You couldn't make it up. English news on February the 20th. Two states in the USA have liberalized laws about the recreational use of marijuana. That means using it for pleasure. And about half of the 50 North American states allow medicinal use of the drug. That means there's a big business now in growing the plants and selling the products. This weed grain business is growing fast in Colorado and is already worth $1 billion a year. Nationwide, the industry is predicted to double every year for the next 5 years to reach $10 billion by 2018. Sounds like more than a pipe dream for growers, doesn't it? But wait a moment. There's just one cloud in the burnished Colorado skies. The new industry is in danger of going up in smoke because growers and retailers have nowhere to put all the money. None of the US banks will deal with them, no pun intended. The reason? Because while dope laws have been liberalized in individual states, the banks are controlled by federal law, and that still says that taking money from anyone growing, selling, or transporting marijuana is an offense that could mean massive fines, suspension of banking licenses, and even jail. Changing federal law means action by Congress, and Congress is predictably divided on this. The US president doesn't have the power to make the necessary changes because he doesn't control this area of law. The US Department of Justice has issued 4 different advisory notes in the past 2 years, each saying different things, and that's created a lot of uncertainty. Banks are very cautious and conservative, except when it comes to how much of our money they're prepared to lose and how much they pay themselves for doing that. In Colorado, they turn over $100 billion a year, so the $1 billion they're turning away is not important to them, and they're not interested in taking chances. Of course, the people that really have the past experience of dealing with problems of trading in drugs without the support of a banking system have so far not been invited to advise. Many of them are currently unavailable anyway because they're either dead, in jail, or on the run. The others are probably too busy planning how they can relieve the new businesses of the burden of holding so much cash. This might even develop into a new service-to-industry form of armed robbery. Who knows? Don't say, "Can you just keep an eye on the cash while I light up?" Do say, "Pass me another $100 bill. I need to roll a joint." That's all for now. Bye.